This is Radio Kate, welcoming you to the week at Audio Boo HQ. We've been keeping ourselves safe from the elements and knuckling down to bits of work on important this and that's this week. John the Tech has been busy behind the scenes introducing features that make my life easier, which in turn hopefully make things better for you. One exciting new feature I discovered when I logged in as an admin was the big red button. This is very much a don't touch this button unless it's an emergency button, since it does say on it, annihilate this user. Don't worry, it's not there so we can hold you to ransom or anything, but it's an extra safeguard against people creating spam accounts and messing up our nice little community. If someone starts posting spam comments, I can now choose to get rid of them, and all of the comments they've made, with one click of a button. Actually, that's not strictly true. There are a few more clicks to ensure no one presses it by mistake. We've also changed things so that if you've not added an email address and verified your account, you'll have to put in a capture code before you can post comments on other people's audio boos. Again, this is to protect you lovely people from any spammers trying to sell you bikinis and the like. This week, we're also celebrating with SM2N, who's recorded his 500th audio boo. Well done. In order to mark the occasion, he recorded a version of the Proclaimers classic, 500 Miles, with special boo-flavoured lyrics. We smiled at that one, and congratulate you heartily. Perhaps I should send you a sticker or something to mark the occasion. In the office, Mark calls Ripples when he stated that he hates the Beatles because they're so overrated. To which Charlotte replied, "You can't hate the Beatles. That's like hating puppies. They're so inoffensive and happy." Quite so. Although in saying that, George Harrison penned Within You Without You track is pretty awful. Other than the Beatles, we've also been listening to Ray Dillon and Nick Holloway Vox recording their memories of their grandmothers. Very moving, and what a lovely idea. We heard Too Shy Guy explaining how he's found himself living in his car, and seasoned audio booer documentally told us how to verify news that you've heard on Twitter. If you've not already seen it on the blog, check out the guest post from the team behind 60 Minutes with Shakespeare. We're always excited to hear about new ways that people are using audio boo, so if you've done something interesting, then do let us know. Perhaps we'll feature you too. Anyway, that's all for now. We'll see you on Twitter. Bye!